Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hi, everyone. Shalonda Gordon here, and I want to thank you for coming here. You're ready to find out how to talk to your target market, how to really realize who you're speaking with when you're asking them questions, when you're finding out about them, how to figure out what type of person am I talking to right now, and how can I close them the best way, right? Well, I don't know if you know this, but wait, hold on. Got to make sure the phone's off. We don't want any distractions, you know what I mean? So, that's the point. So we are talking about who is your target market? How do you know what kind of person you're talking to? In case you didn't know, there are four major types of personalities. And if you listen to this video or podcast all the way to the end, I'm going to make sure that you know exactly who they are, how to determine who you're speaking with, and how to make sure that you're attracting the best individuals that can close, you can close into your business as soon as possible when you're speaking to them, closing them on point right then and there. And I'm going to show you some ways of how to make that happen, yet you got to watch or listen all the way to the end. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started here. There are four personality types, and I focus on colors. And in case you guys didn't know, my mom's a psychologist, and it's really kind of interesting because when I was coming up, I knew my personality type, but I didn't really follow it for certain reasons. And I'll get into that a little later. But my mother's a psychologist. And when she was getting her PhD, she went and got her PhD when I went to college. So while she was getting her PhD and they were going over personalities, when she was getting her PhD in psychology, her and her classmates, they had to administer personality test. And so I was the guinea pig for like five of her classmates, right? So I took this test like six times and I kind of tweaked it up a little bit, changed it around a little bit. I tend to be one that likes to see, well, what if I answer this way? How will it turn? If I answer that way, how will it turn out, right? At this point, I'm like 19, I'm in college. So I had some time to kind of fall into my personality. Usually, you know, you are who you are, regardless, you're born into that way. And so I took the test and each one I had a different personality because I switched it up. Now, my mother's was pretty accurate because she was the first one to administer it to me. Therefore, I answered just straightforward, honestly, of who I am. The other ones, I kind of tweaked it up a little bit, answered questions a little differently just to see how it'd fall. Now, I'm going to get into more about that a little later, but let's get into the personality types. So you have your blue, your greens, your yellows, and your reds. And I hope you have some pen and paper so you can take notes on this because I'm telling you guys, this is going to help you, one, realize who you are so that you know who you're talking to. Because the best thing is to attract individuals that are more like yourself. Because not that you're identical or anything of that nature, yet in this situation, now you understand their problem and you have a solution for it because at one time it was your problem that you overcame. Right. And so now you know without a doubt that you can help this individual overcome this problem because you've done it. OK. And the best way to understand that is you understand their personality. So you have your blues, and I have my notes here so we can go through this. Well, your blues, they're fun loving. OK. They like to have fun. It's all about that fun. I don't care how much money I'm going to make. I don't care about asking you a lot of questions. Just let me know I'm going to have a good time. That's a blue. Now, they live in the moment. OK, so in that moment, depending on what's going on at that moment, that's where the solution needs to come in. Right. That's where the solution needs to come in because they're living in that moment. They're very bright, happy people. OK, they love to be happy. They're very strong in leadership as well. OK, and leaders treat them nicely because they're fun. You know what I'm saying? They're all about that fun. They love a sense of humor. OK, so they like jokes and that kind of thing. OK, they're spontaneous. OK, they're spontaneous means they'll make a decision like that. There's no reason to hold off. Close them then and there. They're spontaneous. They'll do that. That blue personality will do that. They spend money freely and don't really care much about it at all. OK, and they love to travel and have adventures. OK, this is your blue personality. So when you're speaking to somebody and you're hearing this kind of stuff coming up, you need to be like, oh, OK, that's who I'm talking to. A blue. The next is a green. Okay, our green personalities, they're analytical. Okay, they're logical and calculated. They're going to ask you lots and lots of questions. Okay, lots and lots of questions. And you need to be prepared to answer a few of them, yet keep control of the conversation. Okay, don't lose control of the conversation. They tend not to make snap decisions. Okay, they like to gather information, do their analysis before they decide to jump aboard, right? Jump aboard. So they are naturally skeptical people. Naturally. It's not necessarily a negative thing. That's who they are. They prefer getting facts. Okay? Facts is what they like. So when you're speaking to this personality type and you're getting all these questions, answer them with facts. Don't be vague. Don't come around, try to walk around in circles around the question. Answer it with facts, right? Answer effects. They are perfectionist. Okay. And they tend to be emotionally detached. Okay. So they're perfectionist. They tend to be emotionally detached. Basically with the green personality, you want to make sure that once you've answered a few questions with facts that you stop and say, look, when I answer this, what more will you need to know in order to make a decision? Okay. This personality might be the type of personality that you have to follow up with. Maybe. Yet, if you answer the questions correctly and in the correct order and tap in to their problem, tap into what agitates them, right? You'll be able to close them quickly with the facts of the solution to that problem, right? Next, we have the yellow personality. The yellow personality is very caring. They're compassionate. They care about the whales. They care about, you know, the animals. They're all about rescue and they're involved in missions. They're really, really all about taking care of people, right? They're very personable and friendly people. They're loyal and excellent teammates, right? They're very loyal and excellent teammates. And they support rather than lead. They're really good at supporting. And they'll follow an ethical leader, okay? They'll follow you if you're ethical. Now, don't be shady and think a yellow is going to stick with you because they'll see that a mile away. They are huge on honesty and integrity, okay? And they're family oriented. That yellow is kind of family oriented. They are all about caring and that kind of thing. They love the outdoors. You know, they're like, we're going camping this weekend and that kind of thing. Okay, so when they don't like fake people. Get that straight right away. If you're fake, it's not going to work. They care about people, but they also see fake quick. All right. So this is your yellow personality. When you're talking to somebody and they're talking about, you know, I'm going on this mission. So I'm going to be helping, you know, out over here and over there. Let the light bulb go off and tell you, yes, I'm talking to a yellow. Now I know what I'm going to do with this. And then you have your red personalities. Your red personalities portray a confident attitude. Okay. They like money. You tell them, look, you get involved here, you can make X dollars, you can buy that Maserati you want, you can buy that Bentley you want, you can do this, that, and the other. They like that. They like shiny things, shiny big things. They desire to win. If you can make it competitive, well, you know what? You're right. This might not be for you. Because honestly, people who do this, they succeed. They're winners. You know what I'm saying? They don't stand behind waiting to watch. They're winners. That right there will kind of agitate a red and they'll take action just to prove you wrong because that's competitive. You now have caused them to feel competitive. They're kind of like the top of the food chain type personality. Like, you know, I'm not really sure about you, but this is what's up. They like VIP treatment. They like to be made to feel like they are, you know, special because they're VIP, because they are that confident personality. They tend to be a little selfish. It's about them and their money. You know what I'm saying? It's about them and their success. It's about what they've overcome, right? They can be short with people. They tend not to really have compassion in that way. They'll tell you how it is straightforward. And if you don't get it, it's kind of like, really, dude, I just told you, you know? And so that can be a thing with them too as well. They are short. They're straightforward. You know, they like having the best of everything, right? The best of everything. They're good decision makers. And honestly, they make decisions quickly. Okay. They're not very good sometimes as being team players because they like to be in the spotlight and be on top. Yet they're very loyal. So once they're a part of something and it's working for them, oh, they'll go long and hard for you, right? Long and hard for you. Now, these are the different personalities. I hope you took notes on this. Feel free to rewind or listen to it again so you can get those, so you can really study it and figure out where you fall in that. Now, I was telling you before, I took the test and I knew before I took it pretty much that I'm a red. You know, I'm kind of short with people. I'm not compassionate. I don't kind of rub your back, and I'm gonna tell you how it is straightforward. And if you don't, you take offense to it, well, you know, it's the truth. You know what I mean? And so when I was younger, I found that the red personality didn't really have many friends. When I was 19, to test, I realized that when I'm red, you know, I tend to lose a lot of friends and people don't think I have fun, right? So I started to act like a blue. And in acting like a blue, I attracted a lot of blues, which kind of caused me to be a little frustrated because I'm like, oh, we got to get this money. We got to do this, right? And everybody around me trying to have fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, we can't just have fun all the time, right? So ultimately, I had to, you know, look at that thing. I felt like I was being a fraud, a fake. I felt like I wasn't really being who I am. You see what I mean? Yeah, I like flashy things. Yeah, I like diamonds. In my dream book, I have like a 2-3 pages full of just ice. I ain't gonna lie. And nice cars. You know, I like big toys. You know what I mean? And so, yet I was putting up this persona like, oh, money's not an issue. I just like to be friendly. That kind of thing. You know, and granted, I'm gonna keep smiling, chicken. I do keep smiling. It doesn't change the fact that I like flashy things. And about 3 years ago, I went to an event, right? And it was a self-development event. And we had a personality test. And I'll never forget, my mentor was with me or whatever. And we took the personality test and I was kind of stuck like, ooh, I don't want to do this because I knew everybody thought I was a blue. And I didn't really want everybody knowing I was a red because, you know, that whole fear of how I was treated in the past started flowing over me and made me think, oh my God, what's going to happen? Well, ultimately, I took the test. And of course, it shows I'm red because I was just honest with it, right? And I remember my mentor saying to me, I had no idea you were a red. I thought you were a blue. And then one of her friends was like, I knew she was a red from the get-go, right? But I've had many people think differently. Now, just recently, I've been retweaking my marketing, looking at my target market, and looking who I'm talking to because I'm talking to me, right? In an avatar that's out there, the person that's been going through the problems that I've overcome, the person that desires to live the life that I'm living, that's who I'm talking to. Yet really, in order to tap into that person, I have to accept the reality that I'm red. And I had a revelation where I realized, you know, I simply have to be me. It is what it is. Now, I've learned a lot of things, so now I'm not so short with people because I come from a place of love and desiring to help people, right? Yet the minute I decided to be me and just be my personality that I am, I started attracting those that desire the same and had great success. Now, here's the thing. You are in a position right now where you know some information, right? You might be having some success. You might not being you. Might not be being the person you are meant to be, and you're finding your success isn't where you'd like it to be. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, you can start to work with me. We can work together on that and walk through that thing. What you'll need to do, though, is click the link below so that we can all get started together in moving forward. Okay, when you're in that environment where you have the right business, the right knowledge, the right mentor, the right people that understand you, you're now able to move forward. Okay, you're now able to move forward. So make sure that right now, and my daughter is coming in. That's what you hear her running around right now, coming inside. So make sure that right now, and that's one of the benefits of this life, guys. Like, I'm sitting here working, doing a video for you, right? Telling this information, and my daughter's coming from school, so I can just stop and do whatever I need to do with my child, right? That's part of this life. That's part of one of the reasons why I'm doing this, and probably one of the reasons why you're watching this video, because you desire freedom of life as well. Go ahead, click the link below. Let's get started. Let's start to work through some of the things that are tweaking, that need to be tweaked in order to get your marketing and take it all the way to the top, all right? Click the link and I'll see you on the inside. Have a great day and make sure you keep smiling. Bye. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.